Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Kylie Kelce addressed headlines claiming she refused to eat a meal prepared by Travis Kelce's girlfriend, Taylor Swift, asserting that her nausea during pregnancy was misinterpreted. On her podcast, Not Gonna Lie with Kylie Kelce, she clarified that her inability to eat was due to pregnancy hormones, not a rejection of Swift's cooking. I explained on the Call Her Daddy podcast that we had gone on a double date at home. There was a little bit of confusion because that meal at home was a private dinner by an outstanding chef, the 33-year-old mom of three said. She emphasized the home-cooked meals that I did not get to enjoy by Taylor were not because I refused to eat them, but because the child in my womb overwhelmed me. Kylie insisted, I didn't refuse anything. I wouldn't refuse anything, especially if I was without child. She also shared her positive experience with Swift's cooking, saying, just to set the record straight, the weekend I was unable to stomach the dinner, I did get a chance to try, I believe they were funfetti pancakes. They were so good. Baby liked them, I love them. Frustrated by the media's portrayal, Kylie felt headlines were pitting her against the Grammy winner, which she deemed dumb and counterproductive. She concluded by expressing her admiration for Taylor, stating, anyone that asks me in person, I am very forthcoming with how much I love and appreciate Taylor. And how much I love the fact that you can tell how happy Travis is. Kylie emphasized she has no beef with the singer. Additionally, she discussed fan reactions to her not meeting Swift until January 2024, months after Travis and Taylor went public, saying, I'm not avoiding anyone. I'm more than happy to meet someone, especially someone that Travis is dating. Kylie humorously noted it was funny to me because I kept saying to people, I didn't meet Travis for probably close to a year when Jace and I were dating. She joked that Taylor was a bit busy during her Global Eras tour.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.